Well, good morning, everyone. This is VI Podcasting. Very quiet this morning. A bit sensitive because the bus is quiet. But I thought I'd do a little deck the booze with Sanders Christmas. I was going to share a lot more stuff, but unfortunately, when I changed phones, I didn't get to back up my audio booze. I don't know whether you can or not. I think I've lost them, so there's no point in thinking about it. But yeah, it's a shame because I've actually lost some quite interesting stuff. But what I thought I'd do instead is tell you about what I've been up to. So on Saturday, we'll do one thing at a time. So today I'm going to talk about Saturday night. So obviously you heard stuff that we were doing with White Christmas, me, Stephen, Gary and Brothers, Louise, who's on here too. Stephen's on here too as JLL tribute. I say Gary, myself, and before that though, there was several others of us that are visually impaired, and Steve's mum, and Kim. Steve's mum's husband. So it's cool. It was about, well, say 10, 11 of us, 10, 12 of us, something like that, went to the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre. If you have been to theatre, that's good. And theatres are great, aren't they? But if you're visually impaired, often it can be a bit of a nightmare because, you know, you can't see what's going on the stage. You hear people laughing, you don't know what they're laughing at. But we went to see Grease, and we were looked after by this is Wolverhampton in the West Midlands. They their grand theatre, they actually employ a marketing and accessibility officer. So within her remit as a job, she actually gets to do be a sort of being in charge of accessibility. So she arranges for example, for the theatre performances to be audio described. And so basically, like, if you've ever experienced it, most of you would have seen it on the telly by now, whether you're sighted or not, you know, you get audio description, don't you? On programmes. Then obviously you get audio description in the cinema. Well, that's where you'd have to wear a headphone, because obviously not everyone wants to hear your audio described version of the film. And it's the same with the theatre. Absolutely awesome. Let's see. So yeah, it is absolutely awesome. I mean, we got this these headphones just sat quite near the front, so obviously for those of us that can see a little bit, had a good chance. They even do a touch tour, what they call a touch tour, before the event, so you can actually go and behind the scenes and on the stage and see how big the stage is, and they tell you how big the stage is and give you a walk you from one end to the other, one side to the other, show you costumes. We didn't see this bit, but some of the people that were with us, I think Louise, she got to see the Grease car, and there were some fascinating facts about that she might come back and do an audio bit one, because she needs to do more booze anyway. It was brilliant. And yeah, if you're VI and you've done this before, then great, yeah, it's good, you know, you're getting used to it by now. But to have that resource and the time and effort, because these guys, the reason that they don't do every theatre performance is because of the actual cost of doing it, I guess, and also the fact that they have to do it live. They can't just do an audio track and then give it and leave it there for each performance, because obviously it's live itself, so different things happen and people ad-lib and stuff falls off and whatever. And there was a really good example of that. There's nothing actually happened, but the guy in Grease Lightning was singing like Summer Nights, you know, he goes really high, and he went really, really, really high. And I think her name was Ellie, who was doing the audio description laughed her head off. She absolutely laughed her head off. And, you know, while she was doing the audio description. And that was brilliant because it felt like we were just sharing in the in the very live essence of it. You know, we weren't laughing after the event. We were laughing with the event and with the happening. So, you know, when the kids did something funny, you know, she described what they did, but it was sort of in time somehow with it actually happening. So we were laughing, you know, you weren't laughing last. That's hard to say on a Tuesday morning. But it was absolutely awesome, unbelievably awesome. So, and they came down, spent a lot of time with us, came down to see us in the half time. We actually met Ellie, the audio describer, for this particular performance. The company's called Mind's Eye, MindsEye, as far as I know. Go and check them out on Google. And if they've got a donate page or something, give them some money. You know, you don't pay full price to even get into the theatre, you know, most of the time if you're VI. And have a disability and stuff, and we really need to celebrate and embrace our arts, don't we? I mean, I know, you know, they're professional companies, but by God, they do their work. They really do a good job. So do bear that in mind, and if you're sighted, even just support it. You know, even get the headphones yourself. If there's an audio described performance that you're gonna see anyway, just ask them if you can have some headphones. You know, and experience it. If not, experience it at the cinema. If not, you know, put it on your telly and see what it's like, because it's such a vital service that can be a little bit fragmented. And we're always pushing for more audio described performances, TV, whatever, as a VI community. Also would like to say big thanks to Janine Graham, who is the theatre, she's the person I was talking about who's actually involved with marketing and accessibility. She can be found on Audio Boo with Janine. So what would that be? J-A-N-E-N-E, I think, and then G, Janine G. So go and check her out anyway. I'm sure Audio Boo will pick it out, and I'll put it as a hashtag anyway or something so you can find her. But really, really well worth a go, you know. And so, so happy that there's such a good resource in our area that has just been discovered by me. And thanks to all my friends that we went with. It was a lovely, lovely time. I hope I've done it justice, really, in terms of describing it. It was just really important, I think, that I got my thoughts down, really. So that's it for me now. I think I've gone on for quite long enough, nearly at work. It's a lovely blue sky winter day, and work calls. I'll speak to you soon. Thanks, bye.